Welcome to The Bible Tells Me So, a program sponsored by Starting With Jesus. I'm Miss Katie, your host today, and we have Micah to read our questions. Pastor Jonathan is going to help us find the answers in our Bible, and Aiden will read the Bible verse for us. Do you have your Bible ready? If you don't, you might want to go and get it so we can find and read the answers together. Let's go ahead and get started. Our question today is from Isabella. And you know what? Isabella just turned 10 a few days ago on June 25th. So happy birthday, Isabella. I am so glad that you sent in a question. Are you guys ready to hear her question? All right, Micah is going to read it for us. What did Isabella ask?
How will people do miracles at the end of times like Jesus did them?
That's a really good question. I like how specific it is. How will people be able to do miracles at the end of time like Jesus did? We find an answer in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 4.
Ooh, Hebrews. I like the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 4. Hebrews is in the New Testament. Titus, Philemon, Hebrews. It's right after Philemon and Titus. If you get to James, you've gone a little too far. Hebrews chapter 2.
And verse 4.
Verse 4. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 4. If you need more time, just pause the recording, and then when you're ready, press play again. Aiden's going to read this for us. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 4.
God also bearing witness both with signs and wonders, with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to his own will.
So this verse says that God is the one who does signs and wonders and miracles and gives special gifts through the Holy Spirit.
So the people aren't going to be doing it on their own or in their own power, is
right.
What you're saying.
Absolutely. It's God who's going to be doing these things through the Holy Spirit. And how did Jesus do miracles when he was on the earth? Through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, he was connected with him. And how was he connected with him?
He spent time with him every day.
He started his day with God. We can't say with Jesus because he's Jesus, right? No, but Jesus started his day with God, which is pretty neat. So, boys and girls, what do we need to do to have that connection just like Jesus? Because we want to be like him, right? We need to start our day with Jesus. And you're doing a good job listening to the podcast, reading your Bible, learning more about Jesus and his love for you. That is pretty neat. Thank you so much for your question, Isabella. It was a great one. Now, boys and girls, keep listening, keep thinking, keep asking those questions. If you have a question that you want answered, go ahead and send them to us at feedpod@startingwithjesus.com, and we can let you know when your question will be on our program. We are so glad that you've joined us today, and we want to remind you to start each and every day with Jesus. Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising him. Have you ever been afraid to do something, but you knew that Jesus wanted you to? It might be to stand up in front and share your musical talents with others, maybe in front of church. Or it might be to read a scripture verse for church. Maybe it's a move to another state or another country. Do we need to be afraid if Jesus is doing the asking? No. We need to remember these words. What he says we will do, where he sends, we will go. Where he sends us, we are going to go. Never fear, only trust and obey.
Do his good will, he abides with us still, and with all
boys and girls, what do you remember that happened last time? Do you know? Jesus had just appeared to the disciples who were out fishing on the lake. Had they caught anything all night long? No, not a thing. But what did Jesus tell them to do? He told them to cast the net on the other side of the boat, the side that was closest to him. And guess what happened? It was so full of fish, they couldn't even get the net and the fish in the boat. They had to drag it back to shore. Was Jesus showing his disciples that he could provide, he could take care of them? He was. Now, we're going to continue on with this story because Peter had some unfinished business with Jesus. Let's pause and pray and ask Jesus' Spirit to be with us. Lord, change our hearts and our minds. Help us to be able to stop and focus and think about you. Help us to learn of you. Help us to be able to trust you with all of our hearts. Amen. The disciples' empty fishing nets were now full. That must have reminded them of the morning when Jesus had first asked them to leave their fishing business and be his special workers. Do you remember that? They had been out fishing, and he had said he wanted to make them fishers of men. He proved to them and showed them that he was powerful enough to take care of their every need, that they didn't have to worry about their business or what they would do or where they would stay or what they would eat or what they would wear, but that he would provide and he would take care of them. And that morning, too, they had been tired. They had been discouraged. They had worked all night, and they hadn't caught any fish. Then Jesus had told them to put their net into the water one more time. And the same kind of miracle had happened. The net was full. They had known that Jesus could take care of them, and he had. Now they knew that he would still take care of them. Life was a little different now. Jesus wasn't with them always. They were trying to figure out what their new normal would be like. And Jesus proved once again that he would provide. Did you know that Jesus always provides? Yeah, he does. He loves us so much. Reminds me of the story of a family that they had had a lot of financial problems. They had had many medical bills. The father had been out of work. He was unemployed for months at a time. They were really struggling. Well, one day the father came in the door and mom said, "We don't have any food. We have nothing." He said, "Well, is there any bread left?" And she said, "No, nothing." And the kids came bursting in the door, home from school. "Mom, Dad, we're hungry. Oh, we're hungry. What can we eat?" And mom looked at Dad. And then she looked at the children and she said, "Well, God hasn't given us the food yet, so we need to pray." They all got down around the table, they knelt down, and they prayed, and they asked God to provide. "Please, dear Lord, please give us some bread, just some bread. Please, Lord, you know we don't have anything. Help us." Little did they know, there was a couple women from their church, and these women had realized that this family had not been in church for quite a while, a few weeks, and they remembered that the father had been unemployed, and they felt impressed by God that they needed to go visit. So that's what they did. They grabbed their purses, and they put on their hats, and they went out the door. And as they were walking out towards where this family lived, it was up a very, very long, steep hill. And as they're walking up this hill, all of a sudden, a big bread truck went rumbling by. And right as it went by them, the door swung open, and it went over a bump, and a loaf of bread rolled out the truck and onto the road. Huh. That was strange. And then the truck went over a few more bumps, and all of a sudden, bread started pouring out of the back of the truck, scattering all across the road. And the truck was going very fast, and just went on down the road, and all of a sudden it was quiet. And the women looked around, and there's all this bread scattered around on the road. And they're like, "What do we do? Well, we better pick it up because we don't want some cars to run over it." So they started gathering up all the loaves of bread, and pretty soon both of their arms were piled high with bread. They look at each other and said, "Well, now what? If we knew who it belonged to, we'd take it back, but we don't.
should we do? Well, that family's house is right up there. I don't know, let's just see what happens. And they walked to the family's house. They got up to the door. They tapped on the door, tap, tap, tap. And the children came to the door, peeped out, and their eyes got as big as saucers because they saw the two women from church and their arms loaded with bread. They were so excited, and they turned to their mom and dad, and they said, Jesus gave us our food. Jesus provided. And Jesus had provided. He took care of them. Just like Jesus took care of the disciples. As the disciples brought the boat to shore, they saw something that also must have surprised them. Jesus knew that their empty stomachs needed to be filled. They'd been working all night, as well as the empty net. So what did he say to them? We are going to read about it in John chapter 21. John chapter 21, we're going to start with verse 9 and read all the way through verse 14. So we're going to read verse 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, and 14, okay? John chapter 21, verses 9 through 14. If you need more time, just pause this recording and then press play when you're ready.
Then as soon as they'd come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid out on it, and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some fish which you have caught." Simon Peter went up and dragged the net to land, full of large fish, 153. And although there were so many, the net was not broken. Jesus said to them, "Come and eat breakfast." Yet none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then came and took the bread and gave it to them, and likewise the fish. This is now the third time Jesus showed himself to the disciples after he was raised from the dead.
Jesus had fire ready. He had some coals there. He had fish already there cooking on the fire. He asked them to bring some more fish because they needed some more. And how many fish did they have in their net? How many fish? What does the Bible say? The net was full of large fish. How many? 153. And even though there were so many, there was another little miracle that happened that the Bible says, although there were so many, the net was what? Not broken. You're right. How many fish? 153. What was so amazing about the net? It wasn't broken. What did Jesus have on the fire? Some fish. And where did that fire come from? He started it somehow, right? He's God. He's Jesus. He could do it. It was all so wonderful. The disciples could hardly think of what to say. Their precious Jesus had shown them once again that he loved them and he would provide for them. Boys and girls, Jesus loves you, and Jesus will provide for you too. No matter what you're going through, no matter how hard life might be right now, God will provide. We can trust him and we can ask him to. I want to ask him, don't you? Let's bow our heads. Dear Lord, thank you so much for showing the disciples how much you care, that you can provide for their every need. You can fill their empty stomachs. You can provide food for the future. Oh, we are so thankful that you showed them that you would provide and take care of them. They could depend on you. They could trust you. Lord, help us to depend on you. Help us to trust you. Help us to obey you. Help us to follow you with all of our hearts. We love you, Lord. Amen. We have our memory verse. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16, right? God is love. He who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. We want to sing that together as we're learning this memory verse song, and think about the words, God is love. He loves you so much, and he wants you to be with him in his kingdom.
1 John 4:16. God is love, and he who abides in love
Kids been enjoying the seed pods? Oh, we love putting these programs together for you, and we're praying that it is a huge blessing in your home. Although this program is free, there are still expenses and costs to recording and producing them. We are asking if you would prayerfully consider financially supporting our ministry, Starting with Jesus. If you would like to make a one-time donation, or if you would consider partnering with us through ongoing monthly support, we would be eternally grateful. Either way, you can make a tax-deductible donation on our website, startingwithjesus.com/donation. That's startingwithjesus.com/donation. You can help us encourage our young ones to start each and every day with Jesus.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.